your money down, man. He's the fastest man around. Grease lightning. Watch him go, it's such a thrill. They even like to stand and stare.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Really now, are you guys in this cult business just for the bucks?
Listening to WHFR 89.3 FM, the station making waves. That was the Amino Acids from a 7-inch of theirs. You heard the tracks SPL, in parentheses, Suppressive Persons Limited, Theme from the Slack Hole, which that is the name of this 7-inch collection, and Run Human Run, and that's on the Bellyache record label in conjunction with Weirdsville Records. Before that, we heard Twistin' Tarantulas from their CD, Attack of the Twistin' Tarantulas. That was Grease Lightning, and that was off their self-release CD from 96. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to give away a free pair of tickets next week, so mark your calendars. They're going to be here a week from Friday at the Magic Bag. Should be a great show. Started off everything with Circus Boy, with Political Animal, and I'm a Circus Boy from their self-released CD there that came out just about a year or so ago. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have Cotton Museum doing a live set for us. And in the meantime, let me just leave you with something from Planet Dinoné from the CD Rays of the Sun, mostly a tribute to Sun Ra. We're going to hear the track Island in the Sun.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as promised, we have live in the studio, Cotton Museum, ready to do something for us. Take it away. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, Cotton Museum. Good afternoon. Can't hear him.
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
There you go. Now yeah. We can hear you. That's perfect.
Cool. What's up?
Not much. Enjoyed.
Yeah, it's fun playing in the studio. Pretty weird, a little different.
That's cool. You're used to having an audience, maybe a mosh pit or two.
Well, yeah, something like that. I mean, you know, at least some PA speakers and stuff. So, you know, it's a little weird playing with some headphones on.
Yeah, well, we can do the rest over here, so it works out. It's all good.
Totally fun.
All right. Would you like to introduce yourself then?
Yeah. My name's Chris Pottinger. I do an electronic project called Cotton Museum.
Okay. And how long you been doing that?
Man, I think about 10 years now.
At least.
Yeah, roughly around then.
Yeah, I remember when you came in here, it was like, that had to be like, it was more than 10 years ago.
You think that so, was, man. That was it was a long time ago.
That was with Aaron and John, I believe.
Yeah, it was Ugly Museum.
Yeah.
It was a collaboration between their duo called Coyote Ugly and my solo thing, Cotton Museum.
Oh, yeah, we're probably looking at 2002, 2003, something like that.
Totally almost forgot about that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So what was the whole thing behind Cotton Museum? How did that start?
Well, I'd been doing some music with some buddies and the kind of like duos and a trio. And, you know, nobody seemed to really be as passionate about it as me. So kind of just broke off and wanted to do a solo thing and kind of have total control over it. Really got into doing the artwork for the albums, and you know, it was just kind of no compromise. I just got to do whatever I wanted, so you know, just a good excuse to sit in my room and draw and record.
Okay, where did the name come from? How did that
kind of just inspired by, you know, like woodland creatures, lumpy little creatures that kind of things that I was drawing at the time, just mutants and you know, things that live in the woods, and just kind of came to mind, and that came the name.
Okay. Yeah, it's too bad we can't, you know, since this is radio, we can't actually see those pictures or those.
Yeah. Well, you could. I got a website. It's Tasty Soil. Mm-hmm. I do a record label, and it's kind of like, you know, it's my place where I can post up artwork and whatnot. So if you want to check it out, it's tastysoil.com.
Okay. And how long you been doing that?
Been doing that for pretty much as long as I've been doing Cotton Museum. So I guess around 10 years.
Okay.
And it was kind of an excuse to put out records of my own projects and projects that my friends were doing.
Okay. Do you want to mention any of them? What are some of the other projects outside of Cotton Museum?
I was doing a project with some buddies called Odd Clouds. A bunch of dudes from Detroit. Jamie Easter, Heath Moreland, Glenn Morin, Chris Sprague, Matt Smith eventually joined, and man, it was a fun band. Kind of more krautrock inspired, and like Amon Duel, and you know, weird kind of commune style music. And I was involved in a duo with another guy, Heath Moreland, called Slither.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Put a record out for Thurston Moore. It was a split with Cotton Museum, and done books and t-shirts and stuff, so pretty fun.
Oh, you've hit the big time. You get to do something with Thurston Moore.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Yeah, totally ruled.
Yeah, he's really into that kind of stuff, isn't he? He's really open to different artists from all over, you know?
Yeah, he seems to have his kind of ear to the ground, and he knows about what's going on in the, you know, underground, and dude's pretty awesome.
Hopefully I'll get to meet him sometime.
Yeah. Sure, he'll come through.
Okay. Now, you were a recipient of a Kresge Award. Was it last year?
Yeah, 2012.
Okay. You want to tell us something about that?
I mean, it's insane. It was crazy. Never thought that I'd get that, so it just totally blew my mind when it happened and pretty much, you know, just changed my life. It was great. I was able to get a whole bunch of music gear, you know, fix stuff that was broken. I was able to get a Bukala modular synthesizer, which I never thought I'd have the ability to have. So that's been a main focus that I've been playing around with in my studio for, you know, ever since I got it. And I was able to finally buy a house, so have a permanent studio. And, you know, it's like kind of my dream come true.
Wow. You know, for the people that don't know what that's about, the Kresge Award, that you get like a money to spend any way you like. Is that correct?
You had to come up with some sort of plan to submit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had to have some sort of goal, and, you know, you just submit some of your music or your artwork and whatnot. And there's a committee that reviews it, and, you know, somehow they picked me. You know, it was super exciting.
And there's only a few people that get it each year, right?
Yeah, they alternate doing performing arts and visual arts, and I think they do it, you know, every other year. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember exactly how many, but I think, like, you know, six musicians or something like that, but it was not a lot of people.
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out, well, like, exactly what category did you fall in as the recipient?
Yeah, I mean, that was a hard one when I was submitting my application. They didn't want anybody to submit artwork along with their music if you're submitting as a musician. But mm-hmm. I feel like with what I do, I really try to take pride in, you know, making a visual aspect to the album that is exciting in its own sense, as well as with the music. And when you combine the two together, I feel like it kind of really gives you an exciting package that, you know, it's like, you know, the artwork is complementary to the music is complementary to the artwork, and mm-hmm. they both kind of drive me to do the other.
Okay. So what ultimately did you decide? Was it music that you
submitted? Yeah, it was music. Yeah, I submitted recordings from the newer album that I put out called Hatching Extraction.
Okay.
And
now that's already out, right?
Yeah.
It's available?
Yep, I've got that on LP, and you know, it's available out there, and it comes with like a download card if you don't have a record player, so you can check out some MP3s.
Okay. So everything we're talking about, it's all available on Tasty Soil? That's where you go for all of it?
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of the headquarters.
Okay. Okay. Now, you have new stuff currently? Is that newer than the album that you just...
I've been working in the studio for the past like 8 months or so, just slowly kind of gathering stuff for a new record. I don't have it out yet, but mm-hmm. it's in the process.
Okay.
And it's going to be really kind of focused on modular synthesizers using my Buchla, and I have a Surge modular synthesizer, and those two things have been my main focus lately.
Hey, you got to play with those toys eventually.
They're super deep, super confusing. You know, it's like next level brain melting stuff. So
you almost need an engineer beside you to help you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you find a sound that's insane and really great, and you'll never find it again. So you got to be recording. So,
oh, I hate that.
Yeah, you got to constantly be recording. And then now I've got all these hours of recordings that I'm trying to sift through. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff.
Okay. Now, you've got a performance coming tomorrow night, is that correct?
Chicago? Saturday. I'm playing in Chicago.
Saturday.
Okay. Yep, so that's going to be at this place. Used to be called Enemy in Chicago. It's Jason Soliday's old place, but some new guys took it over.
Okay, yeah. I've met Jason. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, that guy rules.
Yeah, so it used to be called Enemy. I think I remember that.
Yeah, so they changed it to a new name. I don't remember the name offhand, but I'm pretty sure it's in the same spot.
Okay.
But it's on the website if you guys want to check it out.
All right. Any other shows? And
that's the only one that I've got booked right now. I've been just kind of laying low, working on a lot of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my main focus. Been just sitting around 9-hour days, just working all day on a bunch of new creatures. So again, an art show coming up though, June 10th. It's going to be January 10th, and it's going to be in Detroit at the Work Detroit Gallery. I think it's through U of M.
Okay.
It's a newer gallery, so it's a group show. And if anybody's into checking it out, just go to the website, tastysoil.com, and I'll have info.
That sounds like you got a lot on your plate. Where do you find time to, like, just hang out and live life?
I don't. That's pretty much all I do is just focus on this stuff.
Well, that's good.
Which is, you know, it's cool getting stuff done, but kind of makes you feel insane after a while, because there are plenty of days that I just don't talk to anybody all day long and, you know, just hang out in the cave.
Yeah, you're almost like a hermit, huh?
Yeah, pretty much these days. Occasionally go out, check out a show.
Okay. All righty. Anything else you want to mention? Something we haven't...
Well, I recently put a book out too. It's called Congealed, and it's like an art book that collects works from visual artists who are also experimental musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some of my work in it. Matt Brinkman, who's a experimental musician who used to be in this band called Force Field. He has some crazy stuff. Bill Nace, who is an experimental guitarist from out in Northampton. Nate Young from Wolf Eyes.
Okay.
And Christopher Forges, or CF as people know him. Kites is an old experimental project he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've collected all these guys' visual art, put it in the book together, and I feel like it's a pretty awesome retrospective of what everybody does.
Yeah.
So that's something definitely worth checking out.
I was lucky enough to get a copy of that at the MOCAD.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that was a really fun night. We put together a festival where everybody that had work in the book came out and performed, and everybody was able to get a copy of the book. And but if anybody missed it, BookBeat has some, and you can get it through Tasty Soil too.
Okay. Would the MOCAD have it too as well?
Or? I don't think MOCAD has any, actually.
Really?
I got to get some to them.
Hmm. That would be definitely a practical place to put it anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. I should probably get around to getting over there.
I actually have your performance. It's not like a perfect video, but when you played that night, it's on my phone right now.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Did you ever do anything with that? Or
There is a video that we put together from that evening. It's on YouTube, and you could check it out if you Google it.
Okay.
But it came together pretty awesome. A little bit of video from each performer, as well as some information about the book and, you know, things like that.
Okay, so if we did go on YouTube right now, hypothetically, is that how we'd look it up, is Congealed?
Congealed. If you type in Congealed Festival of Sound and Art,
okay,
you should be able to find it.
And that was from this past summer.
Yep. Yeah, and I got a link on my website to it, too.
Well, you heard it, listeners.
Yeah,
Tasty Soil.
Check out the website. Yeah, everything we're talking about.
It's all there for the asking.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, just fun making stuff, you know. It's just, you know, making music gives you a good excuse to sit down and make some artwork to put with the music. And if you're drawing art, it's a good excuse to put together some new music to release it. So, it just kind of passes the time, keeps me from going insane. Or makes me insane sometimes, too.
Well, but a good insane.
Yeah.
Good insane, yeah. So we have to come up with a different phrase. I mean, you've heard the expression vicious circle, but there's got to be one that would be a more positive one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a positive circle that, like you said, you know, you start doing art, like, oh, well, I got to put some music to that, vice mm-hmm. versa.
Yeah, and I mean, they just spur each other on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. We got to come up with a new phrase.
Yeah, well, hey. It's your job, Scott.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Let me know when you figure it out.
I will. Alrighty. Well,
yeah, well, I got another jam in me here, so if you guys want to check it out, I'll do it.
All right. We make it up to the top of the hour then? Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. We'll see what happens.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Cotton Museum.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, Motor Live at 5. You've just heard Cotton Museum live in the studio. Thank you very much, Cotton Museum, for coming in. It was a pleasure, Chris. Oh, we're back to not hearing again.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was real fun.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Enjoyed myself as always. You'll have to come back again sometime.
Hey, anytime I'm asked.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, let's get into Boston Blackie, which is coming up in just a second there.
WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. That wraps up another
Mountain Stage, the internationally distributed weekly two-hour live performance program out of West Virginia and hosted by Larry Gross, has made the move to Wednesdays 6 to 8 p.m. Tune in for live folk, blues, bluegrass, and more right here on WHFR.fm, the station making waves. Again, that's Mountain Stage on its new night and time, Wednesdays 6 to 8.